Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 116. Psalm 78. Healthy Appetite. When God fed the Israelites in the wilderness with bread from heaven, He commanded the clouds from above, and opened the doors of heaven, and rained down manna upon them to eat. This is a demonstration of how He is constantly providing food for the children of men, commanding the clouds, and raining down bread. For the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not there, but waters the earth, and makes it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. But that food which comes in the ordinary course, springing from the earth upon which rests the curse of sin, is not a perfect food. It lacks the fullness of strength that was imparted to man by the life-giving fruits of Eden. This was indicated in the words to Cain, "When you till the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto you her strength." Contrast this with the description of the manna. Man did eat the bread of the mighty, bread that imparted perfect strength and fullness of life. It came direct from heaven, untouched by the curse that rests upon the earth. It was the corn of heaven, the food of the angels that excel in strength, and God who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles, gave it to His chosen people that by partaking of it they might have their strength perfectly renewed and be healed of all their diseases. The Israelites, however, were not satisfied with the simple, health-giving food. They tempted God by asking meat for their lust. Although the food provided by God perfectly met all the needs of the human system, the people were dissatisfied. They wanted something to gratify their taste and please their palates. They asked meat for their lust. The normal appetite of a healthy person is but the expression of the needs of the body. That which we call hunger is the stomach's interpretation of the wants of the system, prompting us to supply them. When inferior food is eaten that cannot build up the body, or in cases of malnutrition, when the food is imperfectly digested and not assimilated, although large quantities of food may be consumed, the individual is not satisfied, because the needs of the system are not supplied. Such a one is habitually hungry. But when, as in the case of the manna, a perfectly balanced food, easy of assimilation, is provided, one that will nourish the whole body and give perfect strength, the desire for other food is simply for the gratification of appetite or lust. It is doubtless true that food that is not relished is not well digested, but that does not prove that taste is to direct and control our eating. If we were as unperverted as even the lower animals are, we might perhaps be guided by our taste. But our appetites have been sadly perverted, and often choose that which is wholly bad. Therefore reason must control. We must know what is good, and then if our perverse appetite is capricious, it must be trained, the same as a spoiled child. If one's will is set to follow that which is best, it is a very easy matter to convince the appetite, for it should be known that everything that is really good for the body is also delicious to the taste that is not corrupted. There is only one reason for eating, and that is to gain and preserve strength. Whoever desires or takes anything, whether in quality or quantity, that is not absolutely needed for the building up of his body, is simply living to gratify lust. And it may be set down as a fact that in such a case the baser passions will also assert themselves, since all lust is one. But whoever can keep his appetite down to the actual needs of his body, can keep every sinful lust in check. Such a one knows the joy of life, and he is the only one who does know it. That one alone truly discerns the Lord's body, and knows for a certainty that God has ordained that we should live by food, in order that we may constantly see that our strength is of Him, and not of ourselves. And as he enjoys the food given from heaven, he will realize that the joy of the Lord is his strength. Then he said unto them, "Go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord, either be sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength."